Today we begin lesson 179 in Parshas Vayishlach. We're in Perek Lamed Beis, chapter 32. We're going to learn Psukim Chof Hei to Chof Tes, 25 to 29. In the Simanim Tanakh, we're on page 52, three quarters of the way down the page, beginning with Pasuk Chof Hei. Vayivaser Yaakov levado, vayovek ishimo adalos ha-shochar, vayar kilo yocholo, vayigabichaf yerecho. Vatek kaf yerech Yaakov ve'ofko imo. Vayomer shalcheni ki olo ha-shochar, vayomer lo ashalecha cho ki im beirachtoni. Vayomer elov mashimecho, vayomer Yaakov. Vayomer lo Yaakov, yeomer od shimcho. Ki im Yisrael, ki sori so im Elohim v'manoshim v'tuchol. Let's take a look at the psukim inside Pasuk Chof Hei. After Yaakov crossed everyone behind, what happened? Vayivoser Yaakov, and Yaakov vayivoser, he remained levado alone. How was he alone? He crossed with everybody. The answer is he forgot some small bottles on the other side of the Yabok and he went back to retrieve them. And went back to retrieve them is all alone. And then, Vayeyovek Ish, and an Ish, a man, someone who appeared to be a man, Avak, wrestled. Avak also is the word dust. When you wrestle, you kick up dust. Imo, with him. And it was a battle that went on all night, ad until Alos. Lira means the ascension of Hashochar, the dawn, meaning Alos Hashochar, the break of dawn. They wrestled the entire night. Now, this was not merely a physical match. The commentary says it was a great spiritual match that was going on. And we will see shortly this looked like a man, but really was not a man. Chafa Vayar, and he saw. Who saw? The angel saw. The man saw. Ki that lo yocholo. Lo, he was not yochol able. Lo, to prevail against him. The man saw he couldn't win. So if he couldn't win, he tried to harm Yaakov a little bit. So Vayiga, and he touched. Bechaf Yerecho. On the Chaf Yerech. Yerech is a hip. So he touched him on the socket of his hip. Vateka, and it became dislocated. Kaf Yerech, the socket of his hip of Yaakov, Behayavko, as he wrestled Imo with him. So this man could not defeat Yaakov. They kind of went to a draw, but he hurt Yaakov, and he hit him in the Kaf Yerech, in the socket of the hip. Now, as the morning is coming up, what did the man ask? Chav Zayin Vayomer, he said, Shalcheni, let me go. Why? Key for Allah Hashachar. The dawn is breaking. Now, why does he want to go? Well, we'll see shortly why. Because he really wasn't the man. Now, Yaakov doesn't know that yet. He will find out shortly. Vayomer, and he said, and Yaakov said, Lo Ashalechach, I will not send you away, Ki'im, unless Birachtani, you will bless me. In other words, acknowledge for me the blessings with which my father gave me that Yaakov contends. And I want that blessing. And he says to him, what's your name? And he says, Yaakov is my name. And he says, this man says, Lo Yaakov Yeomer Od Shimcha. Yaakov, Lo, Yaakov will not Yeomer be called Od any longer Shimcha. Your name will no longer be called Yaakov. Ki'im but Yisrael. And what's the root of Yisrael over here? From the word kisarisa. There's the root there, sar, which means to contend or rule over. You're able to contend im Elohim, with godly beings, vimanashim, and with men. Who are the men? Esav and Lavan. Who's the godly being? This man. That's the idea. Now he knows he's an angel. You contended with angels, vatuchal, and you prevailed over them. So this angel came to Yaakov. This was the angel, has many names. The angel's name is Samuel. It's the angel that represents the forces of Esav. It's the Yetzirah. It's the angel whose job of Hashem is to try to bring negativity in the world and have people stumble. And the deeper understanding, besides the physical battle, was a spiritual battle. This angel was confronting Yaakov and getting Yaakov to sin, to regret his mission, to somehow lack some type of amun in Hashem, to expose certain flaws within Yaakov. And we see that he was not able to. Yaakov, as they say, wrestled him to a draw. And therefore the angel could not go. Now why did he have to go? He had to go because it was the morning. So what? The answer is, this angel, now it was his turn to sing praises to Hashem, and he had to go back to Shemayim. Now this angel came down into the world in the guise as a human being. And that's why when his job is over, his job was to get Yaakov to sin. He could not get Yaakov to sin. He finished his job. He wanted to go back to Hashem and sing the praises that Hashem's will has come to fruition. That in spite of the great efforts of the angel who was sent by Hashem to try to get Yaakov to sin, he was not able to get Yaakov to sin. It does not represent a failure of the angel. It represents the victory of Yaakov. And that is what the angel wanted to go back and sing the praises to Hashem for that. Lots of symbolism here. The angel is saying, just like you're able to wrestle me to a draw, you really don't have to worry about Esav either. You are extremely great, and he changed his name now, that in the future, very soon, we'll see that Hashem will change Yaakov's name to Yisrael. So the angel's saying, you know what? I am the, as it were, the angel of Esav, the guardian angel of Esav. I represent spiritually what Esav brings down in this world, and I have to confess that you deserve those blessings. And that's what we always say before any great physical battle that takes place, is a great spiritual battle has to take place. And Yaakov passed the spiritual battle, and then he'll be able to deal with the physical battle with Esav in the next chapter. Let's take a look at the questions. Number one, Ma karoli Yaakov b'mavar Yabok kishenisha levado. What happened to Yaakov at the Mavar Yabok, when he remained by himself? A man wrestled with him. Two, Targain Vayavek, and he wrestled. Three, Masa Yaakov Yamish Keshapagash B'Mavar Yaakov. What did Yaakov do when the man met him in the Mavar Yaakov? He defended himself and was able to wrestle him to a draw. Four, Ba'er Alosa Shachar, that means the break of dawn. Five, at Masai Hisabek Yaakov Yamish B'Mavar Yabok. How long did Yaakov wrestle with the man at Mavar Yabok? Till Alos HaShachar. Six, Aima Ish Hisabek Yim Yaakov Hitzlich L'Iskabalov. Did the man who wrestled with Yaakov succeed in defeating him? No. Seven, Ba'er explained the words, Kilo Yuchal Yochalov Amin Amar. What's it talking about? It means he was not able to prevail against Yaakov. The angel was not able to prevail over Yaakov to get him to sin and to physically harm him in a real way. 8. Maroayish Bisafekim Yaakov. What did the man see when he wrestled with Yaakov? He saw that he could not prevail over him. 9. Maroayish Shehisavekim Yaakov LiYaakov Balosa Shechar. What did the man do who was wrestling with Yaakov? What did he do to Yaakov at the break of dawn? He hid him in the Kaf Yerech. 10. Eifo Hikayish Bisafekim Yaakov. Where did the man hit Yaakov when he wrestled with him? He hit him in the Kaf Yerech. 11. Eifo nimtza Kaf Hayerech. Where is the Kaf Yerech? Kaf Yerech is the socket of the hip bone. So it's found in the hip bone. 12. Tarkeim vateka. It means it became dislocated. 13. Ma karola etzem Kaf Yerech o shel Yaakov v'achareishiko ishes Yaakov. What happened to the socket of the hip of Yaakov after the man hit him? It became dislocated. 14. Targein behayaf go, when he wrestled with him. 15. Ma'amar ish b'safekim Yaakov liYaakov b'los ha'shachar. What did the man say to Yaakov when he wrestled with him at the breaking of dawn? He said, please release me because the dawn has broke. 16. Leiferotz ish b'safekim Yaakov l'lechos. Where did the man who was wrestling with Yaakov want to go? He wanted to go to Shemayim and sing his praises to Hashem. 17. Does Yaakov give permission for the man who is wrestling with him to leave right away? No. 18. What did Yaakov say to the man who was wrestling with him when he wanted to go? He says, I'm not going to let you go unless you bless me. 19. Under what condition would Yaakov agree to release the man? If he blesses him. 20. Why did Yaakov want a bracha from the man who was wrestling with him? He wanted the man to acknowledge the blessings that Yitzchak had given to him, that Yosef was contending. 21, Mashal Yishas Yaakov, what did the man ask Yaakov? What's your name? 22, Targem Yeyomer Ot Shemecha, will longer be called your name, really means will no, in the context, it means will no longer be called your name. 23, Esav Bracha Nasan Ish, what bracha did the man give Yaakov? He said your name will no longer be Yaakov, and he changed his name. 24, Mishina Shmo Shalakov, who changed the name of Yaakov? Right now it's the Malach. 25, Ketzet Nikra Yaakov Acharish Nishtar Shmo, how is Yaakov called after his name was changed? His name is called Yisroel. Doesn't mean it would never be called Yaakov again. He's called Yaakov, but in addition, he's called Yisroel, and the name would go back and forth, sometimes Yaakov, sometimes Yisroel. It's different when Hashem changed Avram's name to Avraham. It could never be called Avram again, but it could be called only Avraham. Yaakov can still be called Yaakov, but also called Yisroel. 26, Kate said, Hezber Ishlo Shinish Marshal Yaakov Yisroel. How did the man explain the change of his name Yaakov to Yisroel? Because he was able to Sorisa Imalokim Imanashim. 27, Targem Sorisa. Sorisa means to contend, to rule over, to be victorious. 28, Mihayah Ish Yisavikim Yaakov. Who was the man who wrestled with Yaakov? It was the Malach that Hashem sent him. 29, when did the man reveal himself to Yaakov that he was a Malach and not an Ish? When he referred to himself as Elohim, someone who's godly, who Yaakov was able to be victorious over. 30, what other name does this Malach have? The name Samuel, the Yetzirah, the angel of, guardian angel of Esav, etc. 31, Bo'er explained, Kisharisa Mohim Vatuchal, it means you're able to contend with godly beings and you're able to be victorious. 32, Melan Hashim Nia Yaakov Sarim, over which people was Yaakov ruler over, as it were? His Esav and Lavan. Let's go over the Psukim one more time, beginning from Pasuk Chavei. Vayivaser Yaakov levado vayavek ishimo ad alos hashochar vayar kilo yochol lo vayiga bechaf yerecho vateka kaf yerech Yaakov beavko imo vayomer shalcheni kilo hashochar vayomer lo hashalecha chokiim berachtoni vayomer lov mashimecha vayomer Yaakov vayomer lo Yaakov yomer ot shimcha Kim Yisrael, Kisari, Soim Elohim, Vimanoshim, Vatuchal. Please spend a few minutes going over today's lesson. And over the weekend, please go over lessons 179, 8, 7, 6, and 5. 175 to 179. Have a great Shabbos.